What a great privilege we have. We become the children of God through the blood of Jesus Christ. And we not praise him because we are scared from the hell. We are praise him just because he loves us. And he gave his son to sacrifice for us, for our sin. And may we have life and life with abundance. Hallelujah. Pastor, just talking about prosecution, I just mentioned with you before I'm going to start my message, like a slavery life is like if you borrow the money from the bank and you can pay the interest and also you pay the loan payments as well. And day by day, your loan is going smaller and smaller, and one day you pay off your loan and you are free from your debt. But the slavery in Pakistan is totally different. If I took $1,000 from somebody and my whole family working for them, and if I make a $100 a day, they took $50 from my wages, but my still premier amount still is there. And that's why the people who generation to generation, they're living their life under slavery. 2 months ago, we released one person and his whole family, they live their life under slavery. Last 25 years, you know how much money they borrow from them? Only $500. That kind of situation right now happening in Pakistan. And the day by day prosecution is taking a place in different directions. And I just ask all of you to please pray for Pakistan. They need your prayer. Today, before I start my sermon, I have a small video of our ministry. And just please, you have to watch. Hello. Thank you so much. The book of Revelation and chapter 22 and verse 12 say, "Look, I am coming soon, bringing my reward with me to repay all people according to their deeds." The Jesus say, "I'm coming very soon. And if you can see the sign of the world these days, according to Matthew chapter 24, Jesus is coming to take his bride with him. All the sign of the world are, according to Matthew chapter 24, earthquake, cyclone, floods, nations against nation, global pandemic, persecution, false prophet, love of many will grow cold, but who endures to the end will be saved." It is very, very important for us. Our foundation is must on the word of God. In last days, there is so many people, when they get in problem, when they get in trouble, they failed. Even people who done the Bible school already, theological seminary, but when the problem took a place in their life, they are totally failed. Why? Because their foundation is not on solid ground. The foundation is not on solid rock. That's why that Jesus, before he started his ministry, he gave a Sermon on the Mount. If you can study Sermon on the Mount, and you can see that this passage all talk about is not to we are religious, but the talk about you have to obey the word of God. The Bible say, Jesus say on Sermon of the Mount, Jesus say to his disciple and very largest crowd that time is there, Jesus say, "Bless those who are hungry, and this I testify just here, for they will be sanctified. God bless those who are merciful, and they will be show mercy. Bless those who are heart are pure, they will be see God. God bless those who work for peace, for they will be called the children of God. God bless those who are persecuted for doing aright, for the kingdom of God is theirs." It is very, very important for us. We are must be merciful, and our heart is must be very pure. And not only we think about ourselves, we also think about others. And that's why Jesus, when he finishing his passage, this one, Jesus say, he talk about the build your foundation on the rock. Matthew chapter 7 and verse 24 to 27. Jesus say, "Anyone who listens to my teaching and follows it is wise, like a person who built a house on solid rock." If the person who built his house on solid rock, the Bible said they are wise. And the rains comes and torment, and the flood water rise to the wind bite against house, it won't collapse, because it is built on bedrock. But anyone who hear my teaching and doesn't obey it is foolish. like a person who built a house on sand. When the rains and floods come and the winds beat against that house, it will collapse and mighty crash. Dear brother and sister, it is very, very important for us. When the time is come, our time is tough. We have to go back to the book. What is the word of God say? We have to build our foundation. And that's why Jesus, this is where Jesus spoke to his disciple and many people when he was giving that sermon on the mount. The meanings of this passage, to prepare his people to obey his word, because without obeying the word of God, we cannot enter into the kingdom of God. And this is very, very important for us. To knowing word of God is totally different. But obeying is more important. There is so many people in these days, in world, they know the word of God, but their life is totally opposite. And we cannot, when the things is happen, the Bible say that when things is happen in our life, if we trust in God, the God can help us. He's going to lift up us where we are. And I'm just going to share with you my personal testimony. A long time ago, I was a sponsored child. When I'm a little boy, somebody sponsored me. They sent us summer clothes, socks and shoes in a summertime. And then after, when the winter is beginning to start, I receive a summer, a winter clothes, shoes and socks. But I don't know that people. But one day what happened with me, I forget them. I never remember them. But one day I'm preparing a message on Father's Day. I'm thinking about my father. My father, he's a prayer warrior. He loved the Lord. He's an uneducated man. But he's a prayer warrior. The God promised with my father, he's going to bless his generation. And when they are preparing that message on Father's Day, then what happened with me? I love my daddy. I honor him. But during that time when my father is alive, we not celebrate Father's Day back home in Pakistan. I not honor in that day, bring some gift and ask my father, Dad, thank you so much. You done so much for us. You work very hard for feed us and you give us good life. And when I am thinking about that, and I'm still remember early in the morning, 5:30, I'm traveling from one bridge, Anzac Bridge, to on the way to Sydney Harbour Bridge. During that time, Holy Spirit beginning to talk to me. And the Holy Spirit told me, you are thinking about your father only. You're not thinking about the people who sponsor you. They send a summer and winter cloth for you. And Holy Spirit told me, when you're talking to me in my spirit, he said, they're not only sending cloth for you. They are on their knees and they also prayed for you. Through your father pray and people who sponsor you, they pray for you. And that's why today you are in ministry. I crying like a baby. I tried to find out these people, but I couldn't find who they are, because the people who support us, they are passed away. They're no more in Pakistan. They no more live. They are die. And that's why my father have a very strong foundation. Even he's an uneducated man. But he built his faith on that rock. And imagine the person who sponsored child came from Pakistan, going around the world, without prayer, without foundation, if it's not built on the rock, it's very difficult to do the ministries. And if I see all the days of my life, I can see the hand of God in our family. Just because the God we sing today, He's a faithful God. And when we pray, He answers our prayer and He blesses us. That's why it is very important. We cannot enter into the kingdom of God. It is very, very important for us to build our foundation on the rock. And we must obey the word of God. If we not obeying the word of God, the people is, you know that people is many people in these days. Because the world is not going to be same anymore. The world, the Bible says, Matthew chapter 24, that day by day, the world have a more and more problems. This is not I am saying, but this is the word of God saying. The people who believe in Christ, people who believe and trust in Jesus Christ, they are going to be safe. And not only they're going to fight against every kind of evil enemy and every kind of crisis, because they build their foundation on the rock. It is very, very important. It is important that we do not only listen to the word of God, but also obey it. Today, in the world, many people are religion, offering a many foundations and the teaching to build their life on. But Jesus say, whoever listen and obey to my teaching is a wise person who build a house on the rock, cannot be shaken. Jesus is the solid rock and our fortress, cannot be shaken. The world and situation today will bring many floods and the winds and storm in our life. But I assure you, if your foundation on the teaching of Jesus Christ, on Jesus Himself, you will be not is going to be anything is happening. Because the Bible say that no one weapon formed against us shall prepare, because we stand on Jesus. He always with us during the time, storm and trials. And that's why Jesus Christ, the John chapter 16 and verse 33 say, I have told you all this so that you may have peace in me. Jesus preparing his disciple. It's not that time he's preparing his disciple, but today he's preparing to you and to me. He say, you have a peace in me. Only we have a peace in Christ. I have here on the earth, you will have many trials and sorrow. Jesus says very clear, in this world, we have many trials. We have many sorrows. We have many problems. But we have only peace in Jesus. And it is very, very important for us, our belief and trust in Him. Sorrow. But He say, but take heart, because I have come over the world. Sister also share when she's singing a worship. She said, don't worry. Because if Jesus, He's come over this world through Jesus Christ, you and me, also we going to come over the world because of Jesus Christ. And then, because Jesus has come over the world, and through him, we are also comers and more than conquerors. The same power that rejected Jesus him from the death, now abiding us through the power of Holy Spirit. Before, do not be afraid or worry, because he is alive and we are in his temple. That's why the Jesus prepare us the last days. If you see the global pandemic situation, India, Pakistan, and different around the world, there is lots of problem. And as a pastor, he shares, the pastor at the moment is living very difficult life back home in Pakistan and also India, because there is no churches open. They have so many problems. But through faith, they are going to be succeed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And also, the Psalm 125 and verse 1 and 2 say, those who trust in the Lord are as secure as a Mount Zion. They will not be defeated, but will endure forever. The people who trust in God, doesn't matter situation, what is going on. Doesn't matter what is problem is going to you are facing right now. But if you believe in God, the God say, as a those who trust into the Lord, secure as Mount Zion. We are a very secure hands. The Bible say, who fear the Lord, the angel of the Lord protecting them around. Why? Because they trust in God. And it is very, very important for us. We have to build our trust in the Lord. They will not be defeated, but will endure forever. Just as the mountain surrounding Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounding his people, both know forever. Sometimes people facing a problem, but if they feel that Jesus say, the end of the age, I am with you. If the person is sick, if he feel the God Almighty, that Jesus Christ is with me in that situation, my dear brother and sister, this thought only that bring peace and healing into the people body. These days, so many people are facing about the relationship problems. But I assure you, if you build your foundation on the rock, then you can see that things is going to be changed. I'm just going to share with you one testimony. The one of my I call her sister, she's my friend. And her son, he's come from Fiji. He got married with a Irish girl. And then when they have one children, then they have a problem. It's the child about 3 to 4 year old, they're beginning to start to have a problem. And they're looking for a counselor to talk, and this family restores to back together. And she called me, she said, this is happening. And I said, try to find us some Christian counselor. The people who counseling them, they must be a Christian guy. And then she finds someone is a Christian counselor. And when she been to with them, and then they're talking, and he shared with them about the word of God. And their life is restored back together, and now they have two children, now they have 3 children. That is very, very important. You know the when problem where we can go. When have a problem where we can go. We must go into the Word of God. We must go to the book. And the books tell us what we have to do. What is going to be have a solution. There is all the solution. The world is not offering you and me any good news. The news is everywhere is bad these days. But only we have a hope. Only through Jesus Christ and Him alone. There is nobody offering another any religion. Not giving any hope. But Jesus Christ give us hope. And He say, I give you life and life with abundance. And also it is very, very important for us. Sometimes situation took a place. And we declare the word of God. As a King David, Psalm 23 and verse 6 say. He say, surely and mercy all the days of my life. And I'm going to dwell the house of the Lord forever. He's not talking about in this life. He's talking about his eternity. And this is very, very important. When the situation took place. And we must declare the word of God. The, what is the word of God say? The word of God, Jeremiah chapter 29 and verse 11 say. Say, the plans I have for you to prosper you, to not harm you, to give you hope and future. We just that time we declare the word of God. The God I know, the plans you have for me to prosper me. Do not harm me, but give me hope and future. And then things is going to be change. I'm sharing another one thing to you. This day, the people know the word of God. But they still dwell in their past. If we dwell in our past, we cannot move forward. And this is very, very important. If we allow to God to working in our life, we must left our past behind us, and then moving into the future. That's why Isaiah chapter 43 and verse 18 and 19 say, remember it not the former things, neither then consider the things of old. The God said, don't remember your past. Forget your past victory. Forget your past failure. Forget the what is happening in your life in the past. Just trust in me. And then I am doing a new thing in your life. Bible says, behold. Behold mean look very clearly with attention. Because I am doing new things. New things it means never happened before. And never made before. God wants to do the new things in our life. And these things is never happened. And never made before. He said, I will do a new things. No, it shall not spring forth. Shall yet know it. I will make a way in the wilderness. And the rivers in the desert. Impossible to have a way in the wilderness. Impossible to have a river in the desert. But our God is God of impossibility. Our God have a power and authority. There is no way He going to make a way for us. There is no water. He say, I am going to make rivers for you, not a river. Why? Because he said, because you trust in me. Your foundation is strong. That's why you are my child. Because you believe in me. And the Bible says, whoever believes in him is not going to be perish, but receiving eternal life. This is so simple for us. I know it's very, very simple for us. Just give all our worry to him. Because he worry about us. But in these days in the world, people say, Lord, I give all worry to you. But what happened? They still worry in their heart. They still worry in their heart. That's why the word of God is not working in their life. My dear brother and sister, preaching the gospel around the world these days, as a brother knows, especially in Muslim country, is not easy. I just want to share with you, sometime we facing a very, very difficulty in Pakistan. We organized a meeting, the suburb's name is Lalu Khet, and there is a big meeting. One of my dear friends, his name is Pastor Gerald James. He's a founder and the chairman of the Hope Ministry. He's living in Sydney. Background is a South African, but no, he's living in Sydney. Then what happened? He preaching that time, and he said, the God of Israel. And this all the side people, this two street only, Christian people live in that two street only, all around all the Muslim. And when he said, the God of Israel, he is endorsed. He is have a power and authority to change your situation. You know the what happened? The people attack us. And even we don't know where to go. That time we run from that area. Because the people who hosting us, you say you have to must move quickly from here. You have to must move quickly from here. And we can run from there to escape. The world, the gospel is a free. But taking a gospel, you're facing so many challenges in this day around the world. I just request to you, please pray for the people. Pray for the people who are taking the gospel into the nations. Pakistan still is more than 450 groups. They not yet hear the gospel. Because different language, different tribes. But just ask to the Lord. Because Bible say, must the gospel is going to be preached, end of the world. Everybody is going to hear about Jesus Christ. Because he paid a price for our sin. But also he paid a price for their sin as well. But Bible says whoever believes in him is not going to be perish, but receiving eternal life. This is my request to you. And also, please, you can pray for our ministry as well. Before I go, I just share with you another testimony with you. When I give my life to Jesus Christ, I came here in Australia to not serve to the Lord. I just came here to enjoying my life. But the God have different plans for me. When I came here, I live very bad life. Every kind of sin I have in my life. It's not murder. I not rob people. But the rest of, you know, all kind of sin I have in my life. The one preacher, preacher and gospel singer, is mighty man of God. One of my friends, he came to me and he asked me, the Jacob be inviting him. And that time, I am a Christian, but you know, so many bad Christians, they didn't get anything. Then they go to church, you know. I am one of like that. He came to me, and we are a three friend to get together, and they say how much is going to be cost. We one say, okay, I can pay this one. I say, oh, also I can pay this, that much more money. Another one say, I can also pay that much money. But you know, the God bringing me to the point when he's going to change my life. Finances, we three people get together. Finances, it's done. He came. And the first meeting, he called, if anyone like to serve to the Lord, just rise. I want to pray for you. And my dear brother and sisters, I don't want to stand, but something forced me to stand. Something is forcing me to stand. I stand. And then he beginning to pray for each, every person, you know. He put his hand on me. He said, the God have a plans for you. The God want to use you for his glory. If you forget your past, what happened? Don't worry. Dark is going to be light. Dark is going to be white. If you give your life to Jesus and left your past behind and start from today, journey with Jesus, then you can see the glory of God is working through you in your life. I made a commitment. Okay, Lord, that's it. After 2 weeks, he left. After 2 weeks, you know, the bad people always go back to do same kind of stuff. And I was on my bed, and something is forcing. I feel something, you know, lifting me from my bed and took me in one big park there. I saw one big, huge park there. There is every language speaking choir is there. And they're singing only one song. The song in my language, Badal ki sawari karke kisi din Yesu zarur aayega. I think maybe the people never talk like that in Urdu here in the past in this church. But today, you know, I just Badal ki sawari karke kisi din Yesu zarur aayega. It means the one day Jesus Christ is coming with glorious cloth. The people who worship and honor him with true and spirit, they're going to lift up Jesus Christ and they are going to welcome. And when I listening every language speaking choir, Singaporean, they're singing my language. Australian singing my language. Tongan singing my language. Fijian singing my language. Badal ki sawari karke. It means every language singing only one song. Badal ki sawari. It's one day Jesus Christ is coming with a glorious cloth. And then I hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. Say, if you not committed yourself with the Lord, you cannot welcome in Jesus in air. If you want to totally surrender yourself before I go in my past life, before I do the bad stuff what I did in the past, the Holy Spirit say, you're not going to welcome Jesus Christ. You cannot. You must have a true spirit, true worshiper. If you worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords with true and spirit, then you're going to be succeed. And my dear brother and sister, I committed my life. Then my journey is beginning with Christ. The people who know about me, you know what they're thinking? Hey, this Jacob, you know, after 2 weeks, after 3 weeks, this man is going to come back in here. This man is going to be with us, you know. But no, I said no. The Lord told me, if you follow me, I'm going to bless you. And we start first Pakistani church here in Australia. And we doing not only preaching around the world, but also we're doing a missionary work. And I always thank people, because sometimes I'm thinking about if the people who have a compassion to be in our country, they leave their own, you know, if you 100 years ago back, no, you can buy anything from the shopping center. But 100 years ago, you cannot have a Chinese or Korean or Australian taste back home in Pakistan. But the food, they are same kind of food. They preach among them. They learn their language, and through that preaching, we are saved. My dad saved, my mom saved, and that's why we have to do the will of God. What God wants us to become are the light of the world. God say, you are the salt of the earth. We must be tasty. When the people talking with us, we must connect together with the Spirit. And this is Christianity. And this is love. You can do only with love. With love. With kindness. With humbleness. Forget about everything what is happening these days. Just trust God. And then you can see the what is happening. You never imagined like me. And he did in my life. And I believe he's going to do it for each every person who believe and trust in him. Thank you so much. May the